After my mother was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 40, and doctors gave her 6 months to live, and she lived for more than a year. After my father flew her from Virginia to Hawaii, where we lived for 4 years, where in pictures, her legs look like bird legs. And 30 years later, my sister, diagnosed with cancer at the age of 40, will fling open her bathrobe and exclaim, "Look, I have mom's legs." And I will pretend to laugh with her. After chemo made my mother weaker, I will pretend to laugh with her. After chemo made my mother weaker and sicker, and her skin so thin you could see every tiny bone and every tiny vein. After she cut her hair and stopped wearing colored headbands that matched her outfits, after she began wearing her nightgown all day, after that last Christmas when Dad carried her up and down the stairs and we pretended everything was fun as we played Christmas carols and decorated the tree while oak logs flamed and cracked in the fireplace. After that January when my mother died and we laid her to rest at Arlington Cemetery in the plot where 28 years later, my father, a retired Navy captain, will be interred near where her parents are interred. After the funeral, when we served food and drinks and people smiled and laughed and told stories, and I wanted to scream, "Don't you know my mother is dead?" Because I was 13 and didn't understand that funerals were about learning to remember. After we ate all the casseroles in the freezer, after we stopped attending church, stopped packing picnics, stopped eating dinner at the dining room table that became stacked with Dad's memos and reports on metal corrosion and Pentagon budgets. After my sister graduated high school, then moved to Chicago. After Dad began working too much and dating and drinking dry vodka martinis and falling, quote unquote, asleep on the sofa. After I began sneaking in and out of the house to cruise Maple Avenue with Pam and Wendy, drinking rum and Cokes, or to meet friends at the end of the cul-de-sac by the woods so we could smoke pot and drink beer outside the light of the street lamp, where I imagined my arms stretched out like wings of a bird disappearing into the night sky. After leaving the nest that was no longer a nest, after I graduated college, after countless admin jobs in fluorescent lit offices, after hours of therapy and an MFA in creative writing, after becoming a bereavement group facilitator, only then did I know I could fly.